Hampton. Well, TV deals, budget slashed, ground gradings and fines for haranguing the referee. It can only mean the conference at Rushden today, amongst other things, looking ahead to the new season, as Justin and Mark just were as well. It's the meeting at the start of the season where hopefully lots of things are decided. And one of the biggest shocks, how much money the clubs will actually get from the league this season. I'm joined by three men who were there. Alan Alger, of course, in the studio. Eric Samuelson from AFC Wimbledon and Mansfield chairman Andy Perry. Evening all.
Evening.
I'll come to you, Andy, first of all, because one of the headlines for you, and I say headlines because it's made it into your local press up there in Mansfield, about a certain fund that's within the conference to be given back to clubs and how this differs from what you had last year.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the central funding, which was separate to any funding we got from the TV rights that Satanta gave. And I think that when the shock came, really, is that I don't think at any point anybody really told us, or when we did ask, there wasn't an actual figure given to us, the amounts Satanta put into the central pot. And last season, we got around about £75,000 to £80,000, which was nothing to do with your television rights. So when we have live football, we got extra above on top if they came to the our ground or went away. So to be told that we'll actually get around about 18,000, which seemed a bit of a specific figure, 18,000, not 10, not 20, but 18, seems someone who knew these figures a long time ago and decided to tell us 5 days before the season starts.
So as far as you're concerned, you didn't know about these figures. You thought that the £80,000 was secure money in a sense and wasn't affected by what happened with Satanta.
Satanta, we knew that it was a certain amount of money that was probably going into the central pot, but as far as I'm aware, nobody's actually come out and said that the Satanta money was at least three quarters of the central funding pot. With the league being sponsored by Blue Square and others, and Satanta had the TV rights, that we just assumed, I suppose, in a way, but there wasn't assumptions there. There was questions asked at the time, and nobody's actually come out and said to us, the TV deal is worth X amount of million pounds to us, and this is broke down into these categories. But three-quarters of the money goes into the central funding, because that really does make a big difference to what the whole debate's been about over Satanta going bust.
Alan Alger, was this something being kept from the clubs, or is this not the case?
I'm not sure about that. And as far as I understood it, there are two separate amounts. When the Satanta deal existed, there were two separate amounts that Satanta were paying to each club. The first bit was part of the central funding, which was part of Satanta paying to show the league. That went into the central pot, and I presume that was divided amongst the clubs. That's the first amount. That's the amount that could be counted on. That was an actual figure. And I presume that's the amount that Andy's talking about. The other amount was obviously based on how many games that got shown. So once you were up to a certain point, every club in the Premier League received X. Then on top of that, other teams were getting Y, and so on and so forth. So if you were on five or six times, you were getting that amount of money. I think the reason, and again, I don't speak on behalf of the Conference Board, I must emphasise that, but having been there today, this, as far as I understand it, is that they're just giving a rough figure at the moment because they don't actually know whether or not they're going to get a broadcaster on board. If they do, it means a number of additional deals could be signed on the back of that because the league's going to receive extra exposure. So they're trying to tell all the clubs, please be mindful that this minimum figure is what you should be working on, because there are absolutely no guarantees whatsoever that we're going to sign the TV deal. If we sign the TV deal, then we'll go on and maybe get food companies on board, things for the washroom, things, sponsors of the number boards. Lots of additional things can be signed on the back of a TV deal. So they were just telling all the clubs to be mindful and giving what Andy does refer to as a very precise figure at 18,000, but I presume that has been worked out to the letter and is a bare minimum.
Let's bring Eric Samuelson in. Eric, obviously you're in a slightly different position given that you've been promoted into the Blue Square Premier. So I take it, or maybe you did. Did you look at this Satanta TV money, or were you aware always that there would only be a lesser fund, as it were, in the central pot?
When we first got into the Blue Square South, I just assumed that all the money came through Satanta. It took me a little while to work out that actually that wasn't the case. In fact, if you read the accounts, and I know you all do avidly, that the conference published, well, many an evening I have, you know, I spend with Dave Anderson going through the club's accounts, trying to explain why he couldn't have another player. But if you do, you can actually roughly work out where all the money comes from. My assumption, so when we heard that the Sitan had gone into administration, I immediately mentally took out every pound of income I'd budgeted for in the coming season and thought it had all gone. And then I thought, well, perhaps I'd been a bit over prudent there, and there'd be a bit back. And the amount that was announced today was about what I was expecting, because it didn't take a genius to work out what sort of money was going in, especially if you go into the detailed analysis that's sent to the annual accounts that I suspect I'm about the only person who reads.
The others should have done those.
Genuinely, clubs should read them. There's an awful lot of information in there. The conference is a very small organisation financially. Its annual turnover, which is public information, is about £300,000. The mass amounts that go through are the way they collect money for the playoffs and whatever and distribute it. But the amount in there is only that much. And I think probably the Setanta money went sort of round the side. I don't mean in any illegal way, but just was deemed to be a deal directly with the clubs. You can work the numbers out for yourself. The rest of it, I assume, is that individual organisations, and I wouldn't be surprised if Blue Square was one of them, said the exact amount they pay is a matter of is confidential and is not for public disclosure. So I'd like to make on record now that I never said it was 18,000 that was going to be paid next year. I could not. I mean, I'm only joking, these things I think are difficult for the conference to talk about because, in effect, by giving a sum total, they're indirectly disclosing roughly what various different companies put in, and that is hard for them. So am I disappointed by the 18,000 to get back to what I think was a question? Not really. It's more than I thought we were going to get because I thought we were going to get zero. Had we budgeted for 100,000-odd? Absolutely. But when we did our budget, we also said in a board meeting, well, what happens if it doesn't come in? And we said, it'll be horrible, but we'll manage, so let's assume it's coming. And that's where we are as a club.
Dave Watters.
Okay. Well, first of all, Eric, you've been very prudent there, as you should be, and that's why Wimbledon, you know, have done so well financially. Another point I'd like to make straight away is it's just so sad that what happened at Setanta had nothing to do with non-league at all. It was all about the money they paid for the Premier League rights, as everyone knows. And non-league is is getting kicked in the bottom because of it, which is a terrible shame. But moving on to Andy, obviously, you know, you expected to have more money or you weren't exactly sure where you stood.
I understand the sentiment Wimbledon was saying, and I think it's, if I'm reading it right, everybody should read the accounts. And we do have an FD that we put our trust in him, and everything. We went through this, but I think if we look when Setanta actually went through as well, the timing of this, I think we've been guilty of at Mansfield Town Football Club over the last 10 years of the formation of a squad in the last 3 days of the season about to start. Yeah, so, you know, as new owners, this and the other, we've adhered to the way of running the football club is that let's get all our squad together early on, and that's what we've done this year, and we still think that's the right way forward, because we feel we've got a very good squad. But putting that to one side, you know, there's nothing actually come out there as in black and white saying that Setanta money was just TV money, and the bulk of the money was going into the central pot. As the league has been sponsored by Blue Square, we assume a decent proportion of monies into the central
would come from Blue Square.
Now, the gentleman from Wimbledon just said, Eric, I forgot your name.
Eric Samuelson.
Yeah. I do slightly disagree. If we're entering into a league, I like to know for transparency, which is a word that keeps being rammed down the throats at these meetings, that transparency has to come the other way. No, and whatever financial deal they have with the sponsors, we should know about it.
Well, just as an outsider and, you know, a journalist, it was a very, very, very unusual situation, wasn't it? And to talk about, well, I think Alan touched on it, I know, you know, the Premier League, they pay a certain amount to all clubs, and then it depends on how many times you get on television, doesn't it? How much more money they get, and that was a similar situation, I think it was with Setanta. But for your fans, because they're the people that count, and of all our clubs, your budget, is it going to be affected badly by? I mean, is this a real crisis for you, or, you know, for your manager and the playing staff, or how will it work for you now?
Well, it's not a crisis. I mean, when we came from the meeting this afternoon, and you asked any answers and questions on that particular subject, obviously it's a big subject with a few hundred people in the room, and you need a little bit of time to digest what you've actually just heard. We could only assume from the accounts that we were given by the conference, and like saying, it's not quite clear exactly how the central funding money comes in through Setanta. So it clearly looked like to ourselves, and the information we had, that there was a certain amount of money had gone into the pot, but nobody would actually give a full answer on how much. So obviously we funded prudently on not putting the full amount in from last season, which will work in our benefit in the end. Yeah, there's a little bit over than 18,000 we've allowed in there, probably double that, but obviously we'll sort ourselves out on that. But it certainly won't affect the playing squad. Well,
that's good to hear, and hopefully Alan will be right, and you'll get a new broadcaster on board, and that'll attract new sponsors in, and you'll end up with more.
Well, they're saying on Friday, they're hoping to hear an answer by Friday, which will be fantastic for the league.
And the other good bit of news, of course, is that Alan has tipped you to do well this season, so and he's never knowingly wrong for long. Thank you, Andy, for coming on tonight. Eric, just one quick final word from you. Of course, AFC Wimbledon taking on Luton this weekend, which was seen by many to be one of the showpiece games this season. And, of course, it's now not going to be televised. Your reaction to that?
Well, half of me believes that football should kick off at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and that's the right time and appropriate, and I'm glad that we're starting the season that way. The finance man in me says, oh, wouldn't it have been nice to have it on a Friday evening and bring some money in? But actually, on balance, this once, let's have a TV deal that kicks in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and that we're on TV a couple of times and we get some money for it, but let's start the season the traditional way. 3 o'clock on Saturday with a full house and everybody screaming as loud as they can for what should be an incredibly exciting season.
And can I just make a little plug of the evening, yeah? Anyone that can't make it to the game can read text commentary on Non-League News 24 this Saturday.
You can, but I'd have to shoot you and you, really. Don't get involved.
I'll do that while I'm downstairs dealing with complaints from people who couldn't get in.
Yeah, thank you.
I tell you,
Eric,
there.
He doesn't...
Just tell him to log on.
Oi, stop it. He doesn't need any more plugs. Eric Sam Wilson is coming in a couple of weeks' time as well, AFC Wimbledon fan, so we'll see him then. Just a quick comment on the Chester situation, says Pete, the root cause of our problem is, unfortunately,